Living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast へようこそ. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language, Japanese, in 5 minutes or less. And today we're talking about another conjunction, and that is sarani. Last week we talked a lot about kedo, keredemo versus shikashi, and we also talked a little bit about soshite. Today I want to talk about a little bit more advanced conjunction, sarani. And sarani basically makes something more so than it was before. Let me repeat that again. If I say A, sarani B, B is now more so than it was previously. B is now more than A. So I'm emphasizing an increase of where it is. Now, this increase could be negative. Things got worse or is less. It has become less rainy. Or it could become a bigger thing. I'm simply adding it's becoming more of whatever is at the end of the sentence, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Also, in this episode, I want to talk about how conjunctions can be used in one sentence to not only connect things, but they can also be used to add saying something that you have may have mentioned before. So you may not have said it right now. For example, if I said, we were talking earlier about eating ice cream, I could use that sarani to talk about I want to eat ice cream even more now. But let me show you some example sentences so I can show you exactly how that works. So if I say, saki yori sarani, ame ga hidoku natta. So saki yori means just a little while ago. Saki yori, comparison with yori, sarani, and so it's more so whatever's happening, ame ga hidoku natta. So it's modifying that hidoku natta. Hidoku is to become painful or annoying. Hidoku natta would mean it's become even more painful and annoying than it was before. So I'm using that sarani to connect those things and make it even more so. However, I can also use it at the beginning of a sentence. And this is a great example of something I may have been talking about earlier. If I say, sarani usuku natta keitai, sarani, as in before, usuku is to become thinner. Right? If you have usui drink, you have a very thin drink, usually diluted by ice, right? So thinner, keitai ni natta, or natta keitai. So we're modifying the keitai there. So it is the phones have become thinner than they were previously. So we may have been talking about them before, or I may be mentioning this in a roundabout way to talk about how everything's getting thinner, but that sarani indicates that I've been mentioning it before, and that's why these conjunctions are important. However, if I use it directly in front of it, like my previous sentence, it's simply becoming more than it was before. Let me show you one more example sentence to show you exactly what I'm talking about. If I say, sarani, ichinen no tsukihi ga tsugita. So the New Year's has already passed. Tsukihi, which is basically New Year's Day, has already passed. Sarani, more so than it was before, I'm bringing it up again. It is already passed in this context. And this is extremely useful. I can use this if I'm talking, or you'll often hear it when you're reading a book. You'll also see this in a little bit older text, but mostly books is where I've found sarani to be used. Now, sometimes it's only going to be written in hiragana. It's just going to be the sarani. However, sometimes it will be written in the kanji, which basically looks like a little box with two little legs coming off it and a hat on top, if that helps. But I'll make sure to put everything in the show notes. So if you have any questions at all, you can check out the show notes, and those will give you exact descriptions of what everything looks like. Also, if you ever want to look up any of this grammar yourself, you can find it on Manga Sensei, my website, manga-sensei.com, or you can find it at Discover Nihongo, which is a website that I consult on, and they have the most expansive language dictionary on the internet, as well as a whole bunch of really fun tools at our website. But in short, sarani is used to connect two sentences and indicate that there is a increase of what's happening, that something is becoming more than it was before. Now it can become more thin, it can become more less, and it can become more hard to manage, but it's always going to be something more than it was before, implying that there was some past conversation. With that, I will sign off. Remember, make 10,000 mistakes and become fluent. Desu kara minasan, isshou ni machigaimashou. Until tomorrow, get to work, sumimasen, chotto matte kudasai, nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. I say facts.